Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. This is a Saturday night, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Adrian, and back with Roy. Roy, are you on the air?
Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our long-time callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012, and we're looking forward to a lot of interesting topics. What's the topic for tonight, Adrian?
Well, the topic would be, since we're doing a divination reading tonight for all you callers and listeners, I'll be using the pendulum reading, and we'll also be pulling some oracle cards tonight, the psychic oracle deck. Right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about past lives. We'll go start on that topic, and then we'll go to dreams if we have some time. What is your thoughts on past lives, Rick?
Well, we know that in past lives, especially, you know, what we experience in this reality has a lot to do with the past lives that we lived before. If, again, you know, if you're having financial problems, chances are, you know, in a past life, you could have been a rich person and you wanted to experience what it was like, you know, being poor and not having that money. Or maybe, and again, you know, you might have been poor in a past life and decided to stay poor in this life and experience, you know, more love and kindness, you know, towards others. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I think when we are poor, we want more, and then we could choose to either be greedy, you know, or we can choose to be giving and have less endless abundance in our life, or we can choose to be the victim or the rescuer. So that, you know, that makes a lot of sense how that plays in line with sacred contracts, how we all made a contract to come here and choose our dharma, which is our different positions in our lives. So that makes a lot of, that does make a lot of sense. And also, I think, you know, like reincarnation is also part of past lives because, you know, I just got a reading and I was verified that Mike, our friend, is getting ready to reincarnate according to this psychic that I went to. And she was speaking to Mike, and she said his energy was so overwhelming that she felt like her body was on fire. And it was almost like his energy just came in really, really fast. And she started having, like, stomach pains. And so we know that people are at different levels, and they're doing different spiritual things, you know, on the other side. And they're taking on new contracts, and they're going through changes just like we are. So spirits are also going through their past life and repeating what they were in that lifetime. Anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And when you were mentioning that, you know, I was thinking of Mike, and, you know, he was so, you know, connected, you know, to the, you know, spiritual side. And so I could only imagine now that he's in that dimension, you know, that fourth or fifth dimension, you know, how much more power or, you know, energy that he has, you know, while he's in that. So, you know, we do know that, you know, we're all here having a spiritual experience, you know, and this is our university, you know, this is where we learn. And so we all have to remember this is not our home. allow me here to experience and to enjoy the journey while we're here. Just wanted to share that. And is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, that's very true. And I think that for all the callers out there that would like to know more about your past life, call in now and get a reading. I know that a lot of people just like to listen on the weekends, but if you'd like to call and get a reading with me and Roy, we can go into the pendulum chart readings, and we can go into past life and tell you what happened in that lifetime. Or if you just like a tarot card reading, we can also do that for you too. So anyways, going into past life, I was told that I was once a druid in a past life, and I was back in Avalon, and I was learning from a grandmaster monk, and I lived in a monastery. But for some reason, somebody burned down my monastery. And I found out who it was. It was a girl that I went to in high school. Her name was Shanna Hensley. And she was jealous of me, so she burnt down my monastery and almost killed me. And now in this lifetime, she tends to be my bully. She plays the bully archetype. So I believe our archetypes come from a lot of our past lives and our sacred contracts and the life that we chose before we came here. So we don't know what took place or what events and how it affects us in the present. And I'm sure even we've had run-ins with gypsies before in past lives as well. Anything you want to share on that, Roy?
That's interesting. You know, I've always had a strong connection to, you know, the outdoors, you know, to water. And in a past life, I had found out that I used to, you know, be, you know, with a group of pirates. And I used to travel and go all around the world. And at the age of 19 years old, I was drafted into the military, and I got to spend some time in Germany. And that was interesting. I had quite a spiritual experience there during the time that I was there. Main thing is, you know, why are we so connected to certain places or certain people at certain times or places? I feel that, you know, we were there. And when I was there, I was even having deja vu while I was there. And, you know, and that, to me, that's a confirmation, you know, up from those past lives. And what's your feelings on that, Edja?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because Reed took me to an Indian burial ground that's just right behind his business. And in this burial ground, there's a secret passageway that leads to the Tunnel of the Fairies. And it takes you to the Fairy King. And he is telling me about the vortexes that are in that holy ground where they did their prayers. And this is in Idaho and Salt Lake, Utah. And I went there, and for some reason the energy there seemed very stagnant. It seemed like it needed to be cleansed. And I don't know what kind of rituals went on there, but somehow it was burning up Reed's energy. Anything you want to share on that, Roy?
You know, when you were mentioning that, I remembered when you went to Idaho and you told me about going into that cave, and in the cave it said to not cross that line.
Right.
And you did.
Yeah.
And then you kept seeing, whether it was in your mind's eye or with your sight, you kept seeing the Eye of Ra.
On the wall, yeah.
You know, on the wall. And then when you came back home, we saw it up in the clouds.
Actually, I saw it in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a reflection from the sun.
Yeah, and the sun was staring at me like a big eye, like I think it was the eye of Ra, and he was staring at me, and I don't know, it was really weird.
Well, we've always heard, you know, from our, you know, our mentor, you know, when we were first learning about hypnosis, you know, real or imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to you, it was very real.
Oh, yeah, it was very real. I mean, it was more real in the, it seems like I experienced more of the real in the physical than I do in the spiritual.
Right.
It's like they build enough momentum and energy to create glamours. And when they do glamour magic, I always tend to see them like that. It's like I cast a spell, okay, I'll be honest with you. I cast a spell for glamour to make my eyes more blue and my hair more blonde. Well, come to find out, when I paid for that facial stuff, which was $9, and I thought it was 99 cents, that was from the glamour spell. And that's why I got ripped off, because the spell backfired on me.
No.
So if we do it out of the wrong intention, well, same thing happened with Reed. When he did the spell to change his hair, he started losing hair.
Oh.
On the top of his head, because he wanted to do glamour magic.
Mm-hmm.
And glamour magic is to change your complexion or to make people see things that you want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what glamour magic is.
Yeah.
And if you notice on the movie The Craft, that's what they did at the end of the movie. They did a lot of glamour tricks. Like they made it look like her parents really did get in a plane crash, and they never did. It was just glamour. It was just an illusion.
That's interesting.
Looks like we got one caller. Looks like, yeah, we did get one caller, and her name is, doesn't have a number, but let's go ahead and bring them on the air. Hi, you're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hi, how are you both tonight?
Good, and what's your name, and where are you from?
My name is Andy, and I'm calling from Kansas tonight.
And again, we want to welcome you onto our show tonight, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You
were talking about past lives, and I was just sort of interested. I've always been drawn to Hawaii, and, you know, it's a very expensive place to live, and I don't know that I particularly am in a position to want to move there now, but maybe at some point in my life. And I just wondered if there was a past life connection there for me, which is why I feel so comfortable there.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Did you want me to check the pendulum chart and see if she had a connection there?
Yeah. I was, as you were talking, Sandy, I was getting some visions, and the reason you have a strong connection to Hawaii was because you spent some time in Lemuria.
Oh, okay.
And see, Hawaii was part of Lemuria also.
Oh, okay.
That's why you felt comfortable being there. And another place is Florida.
Interesting.
Okay.
I've never been to Florida.
Yeah.
I see what it says in the chart now. It's saying that you were back and forth where you live, but you didn't live there stable in your past life. You didn't like it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's because it was too expensive. And so in your past life, it brought you into poverty, and there was a lot of misfortune in your life when you were there.
Oh, I see.
That's why you don't feel drawn there. You were back and forth. But you were somewhere else in another past life that you lived a lot happier life. But you, every time you went there, there was always some kind of misfortune. And I think it's because, like Roy said, you were Lemuria and you were sacrificed, it says.
And that's another thing, too. I was just getting that one of the reasons you didn't like Hawaii was they wanted to sacrifice you to one of the volcanoes.
You know,
yep.
That is so weird that you bring that up, because when I visited, Oahu, I had a wonderful time. But when I visited the Big Island with the active volcano,
right.
I tell you, I couldn't sleep at night. I constantly
felt
on
really
edge.
Uneasy being there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I had a tour scheduled to see the volcano, and I canceled it because I just got too nervous. And I kept thinking, this is irrational. Why would I do that?
Yeah. Well, see, back then, the reason they used to sacrifice their virgins to the volcano so that it would satisfy their gods.
Ah.
And that's why they had to sacrifice a virgin.
Wow.
To the volcano.
Well, that's...
And that's funny because the volcano represented Pele.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pele, that's the first thing that came to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, very different feeling on that island than on Kauai and Oahu, which I really enjoyed a lot and, you know, felt very comfortable there. But, boy, not on the Big Island. Very uneasy.
You know, and that's interesting that you would bring that up, because when I was in Europe, I always wanted to go to Spain. But if I would have went to Spain, I would have died there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because of, you know, what had happened during my past life when I was living that, it would have took my life.
Oh, wow.
So something kept avoiding me from going that.
Right.
Just like,
right.
See, when I got drafted into the military, Vietnam War was going on. And if I would have went to Vietnam, I wouldn't have lived.
Wow.
Because I was what they call 11 Bravo Infantry.
Uh-huh.
And I would have been right on the front lines.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And the chances of living aren't that great back
no.
then.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
No. But something happened, and out of three companies, my company got to go to Germany, and the other two went to Vietnam.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Can you see how, you know, our guardian angels, our descended masters, they play a big part in our lives and you know, what we do and where we go, and a lot of protection is put around us as we, you know, travel, you know, in this journey, you know, as we live, you know.
Yes.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Absolutely. That is really something else. It makes you wonder how much of the past life stuff, you know, when it bleeds through, then... How do you know that you've worked through it then?
Right.
You know, would it be a negative outcome, say, if you wanted to go back to Spain now?
See, I don't know.
Hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if that opportunity would ever come again. Maybe
right.
it was a one-time opportunity.
Right.
I have a past life chart if you would like me to do a reading for you.
Oh, well, thank you. That would be great.
And I'll give you a little more information about what happened in Hawaii. I'm just scanning the chart with my pendulum. It says you were like a wounded child. You had a really bad childhood in that past life.
Oh.
And you were always sabotaging yourself because of your childhood. I think you were abused.
Hmm.
But you were like the Midas. You were very successful in what you did in your endeavors. But this brought you your death. Which means, you know, you became, I guess in that lifetime you became greedy. And it brought you to your death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you were so poor there and you wanted to be rich. And so the only way you could do that was by stepping on people's toes to get where you wanted to go after you became successful. Like you went to somebody like a magician and they turned you into a Midas, and then you became, everything you touched became to gold and you became successful. And you had a lot of rich lives there, but then every time in that lifetime, you ended up sabotaging, and then you end up dying for some reason.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah. So like I said, you had some misfortune lives there.
And how has that affected your life now?
I think it's made me very aware of living with integrity and the importance of being ethical in everything, no matter if it, you know, there are so many times in all of our lives where we could be unethical and get ahead, but we know it's not right, and we know that there is a karmic retribution for that. And also, even if there weren't a karmic retribution, it's just not right to do that. So
right.
I think maybe that's been the emphasis, is that living with integrity, because I don't want to be one of those persons that has a lot of regrets when I am on my deathbed, and I don't feel that I will. I have been married to a person who is very controlling through money, and maybe that's the way this is playing out this lifetime.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really a lesson of looking at somebody who's doing maybe what I did in previous lifetimes, but they're doing it
yeah.
now.
You know,
that
that's interesting
sense.
You would bring that up, because why is it that there are certain people that you can look at, but yet you can't stand that kind of person?
Right.
You know, are you looking into your soul, you know, looking into your spirit on the kind of person that maybe, you know, you or I used to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, I thought about that on several occasions, that maybe, you know, that's the kind of person I was, and
right.
it's such a reminder that's not the kind of person I want to be in this lifetime, and hopefully I haven't been that way.
Right. That, and it sounds to me like, you know, everything that, you know, you've been experiencing has, you know, been turned, you know, more towards the light and more positive.
I hope so. I,
yeah.
As I say, I think that's very important to live how you want, you know, to treat others as you wish to be treated, and not to have
wow.
those regrets on your deathbed. And that is, I just, you know, I don't want those kind of regrets that I was bad, mistreated other people.
You know, I've always told my kids, you either pay now or you pay later.
Yes. That's true. That's
true.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much.
We thank you, you know, for joining us, and we hope that whatever information that we were able to give you will help to, you know, inspire you.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for having the show.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
And come back again and join us. Adrian, is there any more callers?
It looks like that's it, Roy.
Okay, and some of the topics that we were talking about tonight, you know, what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think every time when you talk about a certain subject, it seems like it always comes up about that subject. Like we were talking about past lives, and then people started calling in about past lives, and we were talking about spirit contact, and then people started calling in about spirit contact. So I think a lot of it's what we attract, and people are going to relate to that question as soon as it pops up.
Right.
So there's a for it. You can call that synchronicity.
Well, we know that like energy attracts like energy. So whatever, you know, we're putting out there to the universe, you know, we'll receive that back. And, you know, whatever messages that need to come through, you know, they will come through.
Very true.
I mean, we're the co-creators. So, you know, how do you want your story told?
Very true. Very true.
Is there any more messages for our listeners out there?
Well, I was pulling an oracle card.
Oh,
and the card I pulled was spiritual strength, and I was just wondering, like, I thought I'd read that for the listeners, and let's see, spiritual strength. Okay. It says this card is a coming forth to give encouragement and reminder that you have the inner strength to complete whatever you have been working on. This final spirit card represents the courage and discipline, stability, and presence. You may be tired or weary from struggles, but now is not the time to give in. Instead, tap into your own inner intuition for the final push to achieve the desired outcome. You've been through so much to get to this point. Even though you may have acquired some scary from the battle, you're wiser and stronger for it. To the alignment you've gained will be an evidence of a resource. You may also notice that you're experiencing different withdrawals, different things in your life at this time. All of your experiences feed your spirit and often knowledge for the future to come.
Well, we thank you for sharing that with us, Adrian. And again, you know, we, you know, send this energy, you know, out to our callers and the universe. And you know, we send a lot of light and unconditional love, you know, to everyone out there, and this is what we need more, you know, in this reality to, you know, come together, you know, as light workers and help, you know, one another you know, through these dark times, you know, we keep hearing on the media